because we have our opinion as well. And so for him to get into law enforcement, they called people who were just associates of his, not just friends. But we,
you guys continue.
Come clean and tell the truth, of course. But me getting to what I was listening to, and I've been kind of following this stuff until it just makes me ill. Because I'm like you, Mike. I have decided to be a person that I vote on who I feel is qualified, not because of the party. Because when you look down in history, the Democrats have failed me as well as the Republicans, depending on their agenda. And we need to just wake up and smell the coffee. We have been geared, and I'm going to say this and stand on it. I'm going to say that I have been so programmed as an Afro-American woman to vote Democrat, regardless of their history, their past, their lifestyle, and their deeds. Why? And I didn't, through ignorance, I did not look into the quality of the person, the candidate running for the office. I'm finding out if people will sit back and pay attention. We are so blinded by history or by, should I say, being loyal to individuals who you don't need to be loyal to. And when you all were talking, these situations that this is most of everyday situations, they don't have to be in the White House. They're around us all over the place. But because they're in leadership, it sticks out more. All of this stuff that's going on right now, ain't nothing new. Come on. People act like they're trying to get so surprised. You got crooks, and I'm with you, Mike. I wish they would take them all to New York, okay? Every one of them. Because if you look back in the history, yeah, I heard somebody's, I know that everybody is not wicked, okay? I know that because we can use it even in the churches. And, you know, Dr. Demery, that's my wheelhouse. You can use it even in your own home. You got some family members who are wicked and declare they love you and got some ulterior motives. I face reality and I face truth. I am not going to sit back and suck on an egg and say everything is A-okay because their name is DeSantis. Or their name is, you know, we know she messed up. We got messed up people live right next door to us doing some of the same things. They're just not in the White House. Okay? Let's just be real. I'm not overwhelmed with this. It's just a reality. And then it's going to get worse and worse. I really believe, and I saw something, and like people say, pay attention to what they're showing you in movies, in some of the movies and on television. Some of these talks that they're having, I saw I don't know if you remember the sequel called Scandal and how the Afro-American girl was dating, you know, she was a side piece. But anyway, it showed a part in there in Scandal where the White House, both the Democrats and Republicans, met secretly and planned out who was going to do what, who was going to cause a rift, who was going to do that. And it basically, to me, I feel, is to keep the people in unrest. Keep them uneasy, okay? There is a hidden agenda that I believe they're all in cahoots with, Democrats and Republicans. I believe this. And the reason why, because revelation is being revealed. They have to keep each other at each other's throats to keep us uneasy. This is what I'm feeling. That's all I'm feeling. And it's like, okay, after you see so much of this stuff, okay, after it just keeps going on and on and on, they're blaming this one for this one, and we're going to find something on their background. And I believe you, Mike, if you were to look into their history, every one of them that's sitting up there, you're going to find something about it. And nobody's squeaky clean. I don't care what they say. They can act like you squeaky clean, but you're not, because we're not squeaky clean, period.
Exactly.
If truth be told, I'd rather deal with truth instead of looking, because we don't know what they're about. We're not around them 24/7. They're not eating at our tables. We only know the characters that's displayed on media, and media will display what they want you to display, and they will put forward the effort that they want you to see. All things as it appears is not as it seems. And that's one thing God told me when I was in prayer. all things that appears is not what it seems, and as what it seems is not as it appears. You've got to be around an individual to really find out what they're thinking, because they will talk that talk to keep your eyes on them, to make you feel like you're the favorite. If you notice down through the eons of times, even when they ran for office, they promise you a whole lot of things. They promise you a whole lot of things. And they deal with the issue at hand, okay? But you look at the situation that's going out there. Biden, he sent Ukraine, and I understand that's our neighboring brother, will help our brothers. But $80 billion, when you've got people in the streets, right here in the United States, California is overwhelmed. It's everywhere in the streets. They don't have homes. They don't care. They're on drugs, and the drugs are getting in there. How? We know how, okay? And it's like it's a slave mentality right here. And I heard, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give Trump his kudos on this. All of the money that is owed to the United States and all the money that we're giving away, we could have rebuilt this nation, okay? He's a businessman. I'm going to give him his props on that, okay? Sometimes I think we need business people up in politics so that they can work out the dollars and cents, because I remember him saying, he sat down, he said, it's not fair for China to pay us a certain percentage and they owe us all of this. We're being taken advantage of. But see, people don't look at that, okay? When we have one company of people is steadily giving our resources away and taking from the American people. Why is that? Because their pockets are being lined, okay? And their characteristics are being praised in some areas. But let me tell you something, one thing when my husband was alive, and it taught me a whole heck of a lot. My husband was just giving and giving because he was a bishop, okay? And people were taking advantage of him. When I married him, he had eight foster children, and I mothered those children. And while he was alive, people kept coming and said, I need to pay my gas bill, and I need to pay my rent, and I need, and because he had a heart to give, he gave. But when I married him, I observed something. And I said, these people are using you. They're not as bad, because I have a good sense of perception of people. I'm not telling them not to give, but they were taking advantage of him. And when he took a step back and began to listen and watch them, and he listened to one individual who was begging and crying, snotting and crying about her gas money. When he gave her the money, he overheard her before she even left the premises. Oh, we gonna have lunch on the bishop, okay? See, people will do stuff like that. They use trickery. What they do is they work on the people's emotions. Okay. And when you work on somebody's emotions, you can't see reality hardly, because you're working on feelings. You've got to step back and see what they are doing and what they are about. We got crooks everywhere. Okay. And the White House is supposed to be an example to somebody. But then you said, and I heard William, he said there's some good people. And yes, there are. Everybody's not bad. But you have the masses that are not doing so good, okay? Their ulterior motives are something totally different. It's to benefit the outcome that they want to achieve, period. There is an agenda. If, like you said, if we were to see what's really going on, there's a lot of things hidden from us. Okay, but yet they're putting it in our faces, but they're making it look like it's not real. You know, what you see is not real. But it is real if you pay attention. That's why the world is in such a delusion. The word of God says he's going to pay because of the sins of this world. He's going to paint, he's going to give them strong delusion because they refuse to change from their wickedness. And this is what's going on, people. And I cannot get away from the word of God, and I could care less about what people say about me and my sense of perception and my spirit of discernment. I am not going to sit down and act like everybody's A-okay. And I was trying to allude to how you have some people who are so outvoted because the wicked is wicked, and they don't want the people to do right. They don't want the people to be honest. So guess what? They will hold something against them or set them up, okay, to do things and to hold something over your head. And this is almost a normality now. and it's in the church houses. It's every in your businesses. Is whose hand I can scratch, whose back I can scratch, you know, for me to come up with to come up. It's not always about what you know and your ability, because I'm finding this out right now, even where my daughter works. I mean, I know I'm going around, but I have to make this point. It's just like they overlook because of what you look like, your color of your skin, and you could be greatly qualified, but you look past and they're given to the lesser. And then when the company becomes a hellish mess, how come we didn't do well? Because you were so enamored about getting yes people, okay, to do what you want them to do. I am so fed up to hear with this. And politics is not my baby, because I can't get caught up into that, because they'll have me on medication, okay? I'm just going to be honest. They will have me on medication. I know we have to believe in something, okay? And I know we have to believe in some people, and I'm trying to do that. But when God tells me don't put confidence in flesh and the wickedness of this world, he says men's hearts are deceitful. Who can know it? He does, and he makes a reveal. I can't. The way the world is going now, you have people who are character assassins people now, right now, because they have an agenda. They've got to assassinate your character, okay? And it's a travesty. It's a travesty. If the Democrats and Republicans get together and care about the people, because we run this nation, if we didn't work, they wouldn't get paid. I'm just going to be honest, okay? So if they would care about the people and put their indifferences aside and work together to be united, we would be awesome. Anybody talking about that? I don't hear that. I don't hear that, because it's not working what they're doing.
So how do you expect the populace, the people, how do you expect them to be honorable and decent when our leadership isn't? It's all trickle down. If we have a corrupt leadership that's all on the dole and all doing their own agenda, how on earth do you expect the people, the populace to take a different path when all the leadership is corrupt?
So let me ask both of you a question,
and you can, either one of you can jump in. But I was taught, if I was going to come with a problem and I was going to whine about something, I better show up with at least one solution, or maybe more. So I think part of my solution for our government is, one, we need to clean house. Two, we need to have term limits. So how would Dr. Demery and Dr. Sims, how would either one of you go about trying to fix and correct this situation that we've been talking about for the last hour and 10 minutes?
I would try to get people to be unified. First off, that's the first key, because if I can answer to best of my ability, I would try to get people to get unification and to come. And I'm used to incorporate brainstorming and how we can make a rationale and how we can make it better instead of making it worse by being so indifferent. Okay. I have to say that I cannot look at it as my own personal goal. It has to be a selective goal for the body. Okay. And then when we come together, everybody else is going to be together. You said something about the children. The children are a product of their environment. Okay. William talked about Ivanka and all of them. Well, they're a product of what they were raised. Okay. If they're raised to be, tricksters and all of this, this is all they see, and this is what their daddy taught them. Well, guess what? They're a product of that. Okay. And they saw that daddy got paid well and looked good, right? So they're a product of it, unless they have a mind difference to change. That's just my theory. But I think a house divided is surely going to fall. Okay. And the way it is, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Because
I think we're seeing that now.
Yeah, they're fighting against each other too much. And it's not, I could be sitting in there raising my hand and have a good solution. Me just being a layperson, somebody, a nobody, what they consider a nobody. And I could have a fantastic solution. But because they're blinded by greed, man, they're blinded by power.
Yep, power and corruption. And a couple of things here. Again, I am not going to, I'm not going under the idea that it's the same. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, you guys can have your own opinion, and that's okay. But I'm telling you, one major criticism that the Democrats has about Biden is that he tries to reach across the aisle. Now, I want to remind you guys of something. When President Obama took office, the Republican Senate, led by Mitch McConnell, don't take my word for it, look it up. Like Dr. Demery said all the time when he's preaching a sermon, say, don't trust my word. Read for yourself. Look it up for yourself. And this is a fact. It's on tape, folks. McConnell says, we're going to object to everything that Obama tries to pass, even, and I'm saying even, if it's in the best interest of the country, the best interest of the country. Now, let's talk about this for a second. Is there anybody on this panel? Hold on. Let me finish. Is there anybody on this panel believe that if they had one thing on President Obama that they wouldn't have gone after him? Are you going to tell me that, sit up on this panel and tell me that they wouldn't have gone after? Hold on, Dr. Sim. Let me finish.
I'm just saying yes.
Of course. And they had 8 years and beyond and even up to now, and they have not one darn thing under this man. Now, how did he get his wealth? After he left office, he and his wife wrote a book, and they made over $64 million off their book after he left office, okay? Trump made $1 billion while he was in office. Are you aware of that? That is an absolute fact. Fact check me all you want. But like I said, let's get back to this both sides argument, okay? Lowest job rate in the history of America, guess under who? President Biden, okay? The lowest inflation, as you guys may not know it now, it went from almost 10%, 9%, all the way down to 3.5, the lowest in history. The most job growth in history. Look it up instead of, and I know we got feelings, but folks, we talking today, I made a point in the beginning of this program. Let's follow the facts. And let's not spew out something that we do not know about. Look it up. It's not a both sides issue, okay? We're talking about climate change. Biden has addressed that, okay? Infrastructure bill, he passed that, okay? Gun control, he has focused on that, okay? I mean, we can go on and on and on, and nobody wants to give this man credit for his accomplishments. And you have to understand, he can only put it out there, okay? But then it has to go through Congress, then it has to go through the Senate. And the Republicans right now, I'm going to call it out the way I see it. They aren't doing anything but these phony investigations. I'm telling you, they've taken 7 months. They've been in office 7 whole months, and they aren't doing anything but trying to find something on Joe Biden. Like I said, if you got something on him, lock him up. I don't care. Okay? There's also an article out here that Trump has the worst record of the economy since Herbert Hoover. Now, a lot of you guys aren't going to believe that, but I'm going to tell you something else. And you take what happened is prior to President Obama, I'm going to tell you about this. We can even go back to Bill Clinton. Now, I'm not talking about the wrong things he did as far as his sexual promises, fallacies and things like that. He got impeached about that, okay? The economy, when he left the office, it was in a surplus. Look it up. Okay, let me finish. When he left office, it was in a surplus. It absolutely was. Look it up. Please research it. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. All right? Now, and then who came in after him? Bush. Absolutely destroyed the economy. When Obama took over, the stock market had dropped down, and I know that this is my wheelhouse, from 16,000 down to 8,000. It was in shambles. The housing market was in shambles. I mean, the economy was in shambles. The jobs were in shambles. Obama came back, the stock market was at 8,000. When he left, it was 19,000. Okay? And then it started growing from that after Trump getting in, but he was riding that gravy train. He was riding that gravy train all over, but guess what? He took control. He took credit for everything. And like I said, it's not to me. I have my opinion. You have yours, but I'm also backing mine up with facts, okay? And like I said, fact check me all you want. If I'm wrong, say, William, you're wrong about this, and point it out to me. I'm not playing about this, okay? And it seems like to me, every time Republicans get in the doggone White House, the economy goes down, all right? Like I said, you talk about George Bush. We're talking about Trump. We talk about, and as a matter of fact, they said that Trump had the worst economy. Now, of course, he was riding a gravy train that was created before he even got there. Okay? And Dr. Dimmer, you heard me say this many, many times before Mike and Dr. Sims was on air. You've heard me say this. Before Obama could even move up, he had to clean up all the crap before he could get in the front door. Okay? Now, I'm serious about this. How about health care? All right? Years and years, I mean, it had never happened except for President Obama when he addressed the health crisis. Okay? They call it Obamacare. Fine. But when you call it what the real name is, if they say, yeah, I like it, what do you call it? Oh, the something act. I forgot exactly what it's called. Okay? But people dubbed it as Obamacare. But under that, millions of people had health care that they didn't have before. Okay? Now, and also, I heard something. I was doing a sound check out there. And the question is, we're sending money to Ukraine. Well, guess what? We've gotten involved in wars since I can remember. The Vietnam War, that was a war that people would say, hey, why did we get involved in that? How many millions of dollars and how many years did it take? Okay? The Iraqi War, we got involved in that. Okay? Why in the world did we get involved? Because Bush says something about they had weapons of mass destruction. Went over there. Now, Saddam Hussein, everybody know, yeah, he was corrupt as hell, but that was his country. And guess what? It wasn't that Middle East over there that wasn't in shambles the way it is right now. I'm telling you that right now. Afghanistan, Iraq, and all these places are being destroyed right now because we got involved in that war. We spent resources for that, and nobody said anything about it. The question to you, and Dr. Sims, I want you to come back on because you mentioned something about Ukraine, and we sent our resources over there. So what are we supposed to do? Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If Ukraine falls, we're all going to feel it because that whole East is going to, that eastern part of the world is going to crumble. Okay? And now, the thing I'm saying about this is Putin started a war that he didn't have to start. And he's paying for it. He's paying for it dearly. The ruble has fallen to an all-time low. It's not worth the money that it's printed on or the paper that it's printed on. Okay? The economy in Russia is suffering. The troops are upset right now, and they have no morality, no spirit right now because they have been destroyed because they are fighting a war that they shouldn't be in the first place. So, the United States have gotten into wars around the world and had nothing to do with the United States in a lot of cases, but we got involved because they want to keep democracy alive, okay, because they do not want to disable. And I'm going to tell those of you who said, well, we shouldn't be sending our resources to Ukraine. Are you going to say that these people should die? Are you trying to tell me when this cat is going over there bombing hospitals, daycare centers, schools, communities? They didn't start the war. So what are we supposed to do, sit back? Okay, now, the United States has enough money to do both. We can take care of ours, but we also have to make sure, since we are supposed to be the people that, or the country that is part of the stabilization of the world, are we supposed to let those women and children die being bombed? They didn't do anything to deserve this. So everybody said, well, Ukraine was sending them this, sending them that. Are you saying that God is saying to you, let those people die when you have a way to help them? That makes absolutely no sense to me. Makes no sense at all. And we're putting people's, we're putting money over people's lives. What if it were us? Wouldn't you want somebody to help us? I mean, that makes no sense. Absolutely no sense at all. So my point is, folks, yes, and we talked about corruption the Democrats and corruption and Republicans. I'm saying to you, and I said it, I'm going to say it again. Okay, I'm going to repeat myself. I never said that there weren't corruption on the Democratic side. I didn't say that. But I see who's doing some work right now that seemed to be productive to me. My eyes don't fool me. And also, I can read. Okay, I can read. I'm not going on Fox. I'm not going by what Fox News said. I'm not going what CNN says. I'm not going on what MSNBC says. Look, the facts are the facts. And I see who's trying to do something, and I see somebody who are, what they're doing is they're doing phony investigations. How much is that costing us? These investigations, and Congress is supposed to be up there now. The problem is that you have a majority in the Congress that has all of the power, okay? And the people who's trying to get something done, okay, you've got these people over here who are in power that's trying to disrupt things, all right? And look at it. They want to ban books. They want to tell a woman what to do with their bodies. They want to do everything except for govern this particular country. Nope, I'm not buying this two-sided argument stuff. I'm not buying it because I'm looking at what's going on and the things that let's say the people who have some common sense up there in Congress, they're trying to get things done and Republicans are blocking them. So it's not a two-sized issue. This thing is apples and oranges as far as I'm concerned. Okay, all I'm saying is let's not go at least leave our feelings aside and let's look up the facts. Give me some facts and perhaps you may convince me that you're right. But until you do that, I'm not, because I'm reading everything that I'm telling you and I'm fact checking everything that I'm telling you right now. Okay, so Dr. Dimmer, your take.
Well, I would say go back to Mike's original question. There's a lot of things that we can do, but I think what he was saying earlier, which is so true, but we have to stick to it. I mean, when myself and him, when we were on the police department, because I was on before he was, and they still did a lot of background checks, they did psychological checks. I mean, when I got my secret clearance from the military, they went all the way back to my elementary school teacher and interviewed my elementary school teacher to find out if I was really who I said I was. I mean, wow. They went the whole gamut. I mean, they checked my bank records and the whole, even when I was a police officer, they, did intense work into my background. And Mike can tell you that because he was an investigator. And I think if we begin to do that first, but then stick to it, if someone has a criminal background, if mm-hmm. someone has, you know, issues in their background that could deter their moral character, then that's something that needs to be looked at very seriously. And if they want to be on Congress, if they want to be on the Senate, if they want to be a part of the judicial committees, then they have to go through a scrutiny and go through an intensive background check to make sure that their records. Now, that's the first thing, you know, before we do anything else. And then, you know, beyond that, they should have, I mean, you know, to be a police officer, you know, you have a battery of things that you have to go through, you know, in order to even get considered for being hired on a police department. And so the thing is that if you begin to do, I think, some background checks and to look at the person's moral, ethical character, that's a start. I'm not saying that's the total solution or that's going to, you know, completely mm-hmm. resolve the problem. But I think we've got to start somewhere.
Right.
And I think that's a place to start. And I don't know what Mike's opinion on it is, but I think that says a lot about, you know, the individual. You know, I mean, you know, William, in order for you to be a broker, I'm sure they do some type of.
Are you serious right now? The feds. Oh, absolutely.
And all of that. So, you know, the point being is that And to address a little bit real quickly what Dr. Sims was saying, and some of you know this, I've said it before, I'm not anti-Semitic. You know how much money we give Israel every year? But you guys probably don't even know that.
Is that about $35 billion?
$4 billion.
I thought it was more than that.
A year. We've been doing that for the last 40 years.
I understand that.
$4 billion.
Oh, yeah. And I thought it was more. You said four. Did you say four or 40? Did you say four or 40?
Four.
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that, Mike.
It gets increased each year. But you imagine what we could do for our schools, and like Dr. Sims was talking about, the homeless, you know, in Southern California, $4 billion.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. But see, and Israel is not the only country that we give money to. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's no question. And I tell you something else. Why in the world are we subsidizing oil companies? Do you know we give oil companies money and then they turn around and rip us off?
The other thing, we were just talking about Ukraine. We need to investigate where that money is going.
Exactly.
Well, it's going into arms.
It's going in. Some of it is going to corrupt people in Ukraine. When they're getting wealthy and they're getting the money and they're corrupting it.
Right.
And they won't even let anybody do any background investigations on where that money is going.
Well, I tell you,
how it's being spent. Oh. They just write a check, send the money over. They don't ask where the money's going, who it's going to, how it's being appropriated. They just write the check.
Dr. Demery,
no,
I'm not going to agree with that, Dr. Demery. I'm not going to I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because no, it's not a fact. No, it's not. No, sir.
That is the facts.
No, sir. Give me some information on that because I'm going to tell you why. Because every time they write a check, they tell you where it's going.
No, they do not.
Well, we don't. Okay. Well, yes, sir, they do. They tell for these arms. For these arms, or these tanks, or this ammunition, or this food. Okay. Now, I don't have the books. Neither one of us on this panel have the books where that money is going. So we cannot say that. We cannot say that because you don't have the facts behind it. And see, I'm going to tell you, it would be disingenuous of me as a host to let this information go, and it's not correct. I'm not talking about opinion. I want facts. We want facts
they
today.
They just had a committee that
Thank
was
you.
What committee?
Forth, and they asked, where is the money going? And nobody would do any research and where the money was going.
I don't believe that. Show me the information. Show me the committee. I'll look it up. But like I said, at this point, I'm not going along with that. Like I said, on this program, we don't have to agree with one another. Okay? That's what this is all about. That's what this program is all about. Okay? And I may be wrong, but prove it. If you're going to make something, prove it. And then I'll take a look at it. Mike, you and I, we talk often about this. Give me some facts. I might be wrong. I might be to the left. I might be to the whatever. Bring me back to the center. Give me some facts I can chew on.
William, we can't even get correct information here in the United States about where our money's going and who's spending what on what. How do you believe for one second? I don't. This is just my belief. It's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe for a second the money given to other countries is going where they say it's going to go.
Okay.
I can tell you that, you know, I own the moon, but it doesn't make it so.
That's
so
right.
I think Dr. Sims needs to get in there. Let her go.
Yeah, women, hold it. Women? Okay. Well, then if you say you own the moon, then show me a deed. See, this is what I'm going to. All right.
I know, William. I know. And
in 30 minutes, I'll make a deed up.
And I understand that. But you know what? With me working in the financial and a big corporate level, and people pad numbers, they fix numbers to suit what
they do.
And it doesn't mean it's facts. They do that as a report to show something. Okay. And I'm very hip to that because I worked in a high position in corporate. I know that you worked in stock markets and what have you, but my experience in corporate level is that they, and I worked in banking, general ledger, they will move money and they will make it look good. That doesn't mean what they did with it is valid, because 9 times out of 10, it hadn't been valid. We are stressing our opinion because I have not heard anything. And my whole issue is this. We send money to Israel, yes. We send money to the Ukraine, yes. And it appears that the United States has their hand in everything. To me, it appears that we can send them financial assistance. But we cannot give our own people the assistance that they need, because the population out there and the homeless, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with what I'm looking at. Okay. I'm dealing at the, like the man said, Trump, he did say these words. The billions of dollars that we sent over here, and we have some people who owe us money and only trying to pay us interest. Okay. We could have revamped this United States over again to make it a better place for everybody. And this is what we're saying. Can I finish?
Yes, ma'am.
What I'm saying is this, We want to see things on paper. We make a contract because they say it. That we have a bunch of liars up there. Come on, let's just be factual. They will tell you anything to make you believe a thing that doesn't mean it's so, unless you, and I'm a numbers girl. You need to show me something, baby, okay?
All right.
And you know what? And I need to be in the mix of the pot so I can help you do the generalization on paper, because people will lie, okay? Now, with the Ukraine, I hadn't heard anything because I've been watching it. My whole problem was you sent them $80 billion. You have people out there with children, no homes, hardly buy food. California is overwhelmed and they know it. All over these United States, you have homeless, you have immigrants coming over. They have really no place to go. We have a problem in the United States that to me is not being addressed like it should. I really believe, yes, we're to love one another. Yes, we're to help our brothers. Yes, we are to, but our hands shouldn't be in everything. Okay, this is what I have a problem with. Put your hands in some things here in California. Put your hands in some things that are troubling in the United States. We have trafficking that is crazy. Okay, let's raise the roof. I mean, raise the point on stopping this foolishness. Put some attention. Go where the problem is, because I really believe even in the father in his home, and I'll make this analogy, and it may not compare, but in my opinion, if the daddy don't take care of his family at home, and you're going to go to your next door neighbor and take care of them, and your daddy, your children are going lacking, they don't have food on their table, their clothes are raggedy, but you're going to go to the neighbor's house and make sure they live like fat cats. That's my analogy, and I have a right to have that analogy.
You do have a right. You have a right to anything you want to say.
But I can, and I'm with Dr. Demery, with the fact check and with Mike, the background check. People can approach you and make you believe that they're operating in that character. But the evidence to me is factual. The evidence of what you're doing. Yeah, we have statistics. We have reports. But who are doing those statistics? Who are doing those reports? Okay? You have to look at all that, because what I'm seeing right now, my eyes are not stupid. Okay? What I'm seeing right now is what I'm seeing. And I'm going, right now I'm emotional because it is an emotional thing. But see, here's the thing is, they want to paint pictures and make me like I'm Boo Boo the Clown, like I don't understand what is really going on. And I call myself to be an intelligent woman. Okay? And I am not going to take something at face value without me looking. I'm an observer, okay? We can, anything you can put on paper, when you go to a new job, they observe what you say you can do, okay? Because people lie on applications all the time.
Sure do.
And when fact checks are not put on there, guess what? It's going to come out in the rents. They go find out what you put down is not what you said. I used to be... Okay, an assistant vice president of a corporation. I've had to call people in and say, wait a minute, you put this on your resume, but I'm watching you, and I've been giving reports from their superiors who are over them, and then I watch them myself and pull them in. 9 times out of 10, they over-exacerbated their qualifications, and people do this all the time, and I am with Dr. Demery and Mike. He said they went all the way back to his school. I'm like, man, that's fantastic. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have some people who have perfected deception, perfected it to make you think it is a thing. My whole issue is, yeah, the charlatans that are up there, My whole issue is they don't care about the people. These are facts. I'm looking at California. I'm looking at the outcome. Mm-hmm. I'm looking. Because if they cared enough about United States, build this baby up and give to your neighbor. But don't give every neighbor that got their hand out and you neglecting your family here. How dare you? That is a big problem I have. And then make lying promises that you have not kept till this day? Really?
Some of them. And, you know, and I